Taiwan special, episode 2 of the week. Where was I? Captain Marvel. Yeah, hold on a second. I need to drink from this Captain Marvel cup. But, pardon my French. And again, yeah, see, and I got to record while I do this. You know, I could do like an ASMR, like drinking soda. Wouldn't that be cool? Just have an hour of drinking soda. No, I would do ASMR. I've got the microphone for ASMR, but doing it on my YouTube channel could be a problem because people like format. So I'd have to do it like a specialty thing, a hodgepodge. Remember, I'm not a YouTuber. I don't run my YouTube channel like a YouTuber. I'm a podcaster, writer, and web developer who has a YouTube channel. But I've found this content gets people to be subscribers. Format keeps them. And so, it could be, you know, format, this is an interesting thing that I'm going to talk about, format. I'm a man of format. Doing the All Podcast, which this is now in the All Podcast, and I am All Podcast Father. Everything, including the Symphony, Pacific Daily Times editorials, hopefully will be in the All Podcast. I'm trying, I'm testing. If it works, I'll keep it. But, you know, I do things in formats. I've got The Point. I've been doing that for years. I've got the Podcast Weekly, where I just talk about my life and what I've been up to as this guy who wears many hats and, you know, tips, insights, problems and stuff, which I've got a little list of problems that I've had through as a web developer. So I have stuff that I go through with that. I do that because that's what keeps me going. If I don't do that, then I'll stop being regular. And there's something about people that I've seen a lot lately that just don't want to be regular with what they do. They don't want to stay committed. They want to get lazy. They do something a lot. They get a push from a coach or they commit to something. They start taking classes. They start learning with Rosetta Stone. They get a teacher for whatever. And then they just get lazy. They enjoy the results. They forget about the hard work that got them there. And then they stop working hard and the results fail and they don't know what to do or if they should even care. And there was a kid over here. I mean, I don't teach him, but the dad told me that they had an English teacher and they got rid of the English teacher because, you know, just the kid wasn't all that interested. All of a sudden, I go talk to the dad. The kid hears all this English coming out of me. His older brother talks English and can talk with me. And this kid, you know, his older brother speaks English. He doesn't much. He all of a sudden wants to learn. So the dad went and bought Rosetta Stone and now he's fascinated. He can't stop learning. So, part of these free teaching videos that I have were for people like that, because you can't learn English without practicing phonics. You have to have the phonics and practice them and know them. And dude, you can do the phonics with a 4-year-old. You take those phonics videos that I made this week and you put a 4-year-old in front of them. That kid will be reading at a 7-year-old level by the time he's 5. If you push him and believe in it, it's what we believe people can do. Do you believe it? There's so many times teachers say that kids can't learn. No. The kids can learn. It's just that maybe the teacher can't teach. There was a meme with Leonardo was playing as the Wolf of Wall Street in the meme, and he had a glass or something that he was lifting up, and he said, "When they say it's impossible, they mean it's impossible for them." You know, what do you believe? It's kids are capable of learning stuff if parents believe that they are, but if parents act like they're not, then the kids will get old, and they'll be way way behind. I don't know why. No, he doesn't have to do that. Why do we have to lower standards? I mean, wouldn't it be nice if kids could become millionaires in their late 20s rather than their late 30s? Because this is the thing. I need to talk about this. Making the big money in the 20s, in someone's 20s, can destroy a person. But what if we could get people learning and aware understanding the world around them, aware of their failures and successes, get more activity in life, get more out of life, have more hard learning experiences so that they grow in character sooner, so that by the 20, by the time they're 25, they've got the character that they normally would at 30. Well, it's not going to happen if kids don't read. So I, you know, how do I change the world? How do I make the world a better place? That's why that phonics curriculum that I did was, I said in the podcast weekly, this is a big deal. And it's like, I'm trying to change the world, but you know, that's the thing. You know, you're not ready to lead until you're 30. This is a Jesse teaching. You're not ready to lead until you're 30. You're not ready to make the big money until you're 40. And you're not ready to change the world until you're 50. So I've done some stuff that could change the world, but I tell you, the children's story that I wrote this week, Four Little Mice, it's great. It's the best. It's very fantastic, but it might not catch on until I'm 50. Just because that's how it works. Maybe there'll be things that I say about it that I'll just won't have the temperance to say in an impactful way until I'm 50. I'm not saying what you shouldn't try to do. Paul told Timothy, don't let people look down on you for your age. Don't. If you want to try, go for it. I'm just telling you how the world works. Being young is never a reason not to try. If we could move that up from 30, 40, and 50 to 25, 35, and 45, I'm all for it. But it starts with reading. Reading really is the first fundamental of education. That's what the Pilgrims gave us because they wanted their children to read so they could read the Bible, and they founded the North, which ended slavery. So there we go. We had a free and literate society for the first time in human history. And the Bible society, the Bible's influence in America happened because of reading. So how am I trying to make the world a better place? I'm trying to get phonics out there and available so kids can look at these videos and they can follow the phonics along and they can learn all the phonics by watching the video, which, you know, it's done by repetition again and again and again and again and again and again. They go through it. It's there. They've got it and they can do it. All right. That was an interesting rant. I said yesterday that I was going to get into, 20 minutes ago, cause I'm doing all these on Monday. I got into something about complaining about Taiwan. There's this church, we're talking, I mean, there's only one church, but I'm kind of thinking this might be its own spinoff, like not really church. I don't know. I think they're Christian there, but boy, they're immature and it's sad. And it, they don't need to be. Well, again, it goes back to belief. Christians will be immature if their leaders think they have to be. Well, the people aren't ready for that. No. You mean you're not ready to teach them that because you don't know how to make people more mature than you are. Nobody can. When you have an immature pastor, you have an immature people. And where's the West? I went to this church 10 years ago. I found them. And they said that they had put in a request for a missionary. I said, I studied Bible in college. Is there anything I can do to help, I suppose? I don't know. They said, well, we already have a request for a missionary. I'm like, well, I meet the qualifications. They didn't know what to do. It's like the story from Frog and Toad where I can't do that. It's not on my list of things to do. And then his list of things to do blows away. And it's like, well, hurry up and get your list. I can't run after my list of things to do. Running after my list of things to do is not on my list of things to do. And it's like, he's so obsessed with this that Frog and Toad. No, it's Frog and Toad's a series, and I didn't do a series. I wanted to do a one-hit story with the Four Little Mice, George. So thank you. Where was I? Oh yes, church. Sunday morning, this local church. I'd gone to them, and I found out that they were waiting for a missionary from Hudson Taylor's Mission Agency. I think it was OSM. And they couldn't get one because all the missionaries were busy in other countries where it was more important to send missionaries, but they were still asking for a missionary to go from more important places to their less important place when I had already gone there. They didn't say, hey, you meet the qualifications. Maybe you can be the one. Maybe you can contact OSM, or maybe we don't need OSM, or maybe you're the one God sent it. They didn't see it. They missed it. They didn't care. And now this same congregational thing, that China's on the brink of invading Taiwan here in this island where I'm talking about, and their Sunday morning church group is having dance offs. Like they're using what the high school kids and the college kids call PK, which is one-on-one. It's a dance war. Like we're talking locking and popping, and breaking, locking, popping, and breaking. More popping and breaking. If I don't know if you know what those are. I know them when I see them. I studied it 4 years ago. This is a Jesus fearing, Jesus teaching church. And they're supposed to be praying that China doesn't come and kill everybody and destroy the roads and shut off the precious internet. Look what happened in Venezuela. They're supposed to be praying for their country, and they're not. They're having dance-offs to street dancing. Where's the outcry? But young people like Roy, you get it. And I'll tell you, Royu's dad is an atheist or a nihilist or something like that. It's something close to atheism. But he doesn't mind me teaching the kid because the kid studies Bible and is a better person. And, you know, still got issues. He's a kid. You know, he was out too late and didn't know he was supposed to be home when his dad told him. And the dad and the kid both told me that I can tell their business because they want to be real examples. But Royu, he's a kid, but he's a good kid. We can tell him you should have been home sooner, and he'll argue a little bit, but he will get it and he will improve. That's the thing. But he improves in those areas and in many other areas because the people in his life believe that he can. And that's really what all this comes down to. That's what this whole episode here is about, is that we can only do things if we believe that people can. So we as the teachers, as the adults, as the influencers, nothing's going to happen if we don't believe it. It's not. See you tomorrow.